Okay, let's continue the Mishnah Berurah from Siman Tuf Ayin Beis Seif Zayin and the Mechaber and the Rama. This is actually addressing something that Ben asked about the other day, which is what happens. Remember, there's a mitzvah to have haseba, and what happens if a person did not do haseba? What are the halachic consequences? So the Mechaber writes, "Kol mishatzar haseba m'acha oshasa below haseba lo yatzah v'tzarch lachzar." The Mechaber writes, and this is basically the psak of the Rush, that that's what the Ber Hagola quotes it in Os Nun, that this is the psak of the Rush, that if you eat or drink without Haseba, you have to drink again. That you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah unless you have Haseba. Says the Rama, V'yesh Omrin de Bizman Hazeh de Ein Tzarech Lahasev Kedai Hu Ravya Lismoch Allah. Right, this is the same joke that we noted yesterday. Right, one of the only jokes in Shulchan Aruch is that you could lean, you could recline on the Ravya, that you could rely on the Ravya Shita, that if you ate and drank without Haseba, just trying to get the lighting to work better, but if you ate and drank without Haseba, so you can rely on the Ravya, that you were Yotzei nonetheless, right? And we noted that lismoch might mean that you could recline on top of the ravya. That was like the joke. So the Rama says that if you drank without haseba b'diyamid, it's going to be okay. V'nirali, right? So the Rama basically is quoting that there are some poskim who rely on the ravya and say b'diyamid, it's okay. Nirali, says the Rama, a pshara, that if it's kos 3 or 4, you don't drink it again behaseba, because there'll be a chshash, that's nirakamosif ala kosos. But the first two kosos, you should drink again without a bracha. And achilas matzah, you should also eat again without a bracha. And lechatzchili, you should do haseba kol hasa'uda. Okay, so let's unpackage this sugya entirely. According to the Mechaber, the Mechaber passing straight up like the Rush. The Rush says that if you did the mitzvos leo haseba without haseba, you're not yotzei at all. According to the Rush, the din of haseba is pot and parcel. Right, for the people from Boston, we'll say pot and parcel of the mitzvah of the dalet kosos, of the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore if you did it without haseba, you are not yotzei the mitzvah. And the Bir Halacha quotes that according to the Mechaber, you would have to make a new bracha. If you drank the wine without haseba, so again, for Sfaradim, you don't make a bracha on all the dalet kosos, but if you ate matzah without haseba, according to the Mechaber, you would have to make a new bracha of alachilas matzah, because he passes straight up like the Rush. The Rama also seems like he passes like the Rush, that you're not Mekayim the mitzvah without Haseba, right? But the Rama says you can rely on the Ravya. Then the Rama says, or the Rama quotes in the Aguda, you can rely on the Ravya, that B'diyevi Yotze. Then the Rama writes, but Lamaisa, what you should do is Kosis, cup number 3 and 4, you can't drink again. You drank them without Haseba, you can't drink again. But cup 1 and 2, you have to drink again with Haseba. That's what the Rama says. Apparently you won't make a bracha, because we're relying on the Ravya for that purpose, but you should drink cup 1 and 2 again with Haseba. Now the Magen Avraham says, one second. You can't drink cup 1 again. Because Lamaisa, our practice is that we make a bracha on cup 1, and we only have in mind to drink that first cup in front of us. And therefore, if I'm going to drink another cup of wine, I'll have to make a new Barei Pri HaGafen. If I have to make a new Barei Pri HaGafen, so then it's going to be Nirei Kamosif Ala Kosos. So I can't drink cup 1 again, says the Magen Avraham. But cup 2, I can drink again. Because cup 2, after cup 2, you're in the middle of the Se'udah. You're allowed to drink as much wine as you want in the middle of the Se'udah, so that's what you should do. So the psak of the Rama, again, is that you drink cups 1 and 2 again if you do it without Haseba. The Magen Avraham says you can't drink 1 again because you have to make a bracha, then it's going to be Nirei Kamosif Ala Kosos. But cup 2, you drink again. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah, and this is an idea that Benny Brown has in his Sefer called soft stringency, right? That which is soft stringency is that the Mishnah Berurah tries to throw chumras in there that it's proper to do it, right? Instead of saying you have to do this, he says it's proper. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Se'if Katan Chaf Aleph, it's proper that before you drink the first kos, you should have in mind that if you want to drink between cups 1 and 2, you can. And therefore, you'll drink another cup between 1 and 2 if you drank it without kavana. Excuse me, if you drank without haseba, and then you'll be yotze that way. Okay, Ben, so should I ask you to repeat back what we said over here? Because it's getting a little confusing, or no need to.
It's just that if you... I mean, the last part was that if you... basically, about if you have, if you didn't lean when you were drinking your cup, should you drink another one, or say a bracha, and we say that you should, in between the second and third cups, you should drink it again and lean, but don't say a bracha because we land Rav, yeah.
Well, again, between cups 2 and 3, you won't make a bracha at all because it's just a drinking wine during the meal. Between cups 2 and 3, you have Shulchan Aruch, no? You're allowed to drink wine during the meal. Gershon, you have a comment?
Yeah.
So, between cups 2 and 3, you could certainly drink wine. That's not a question. The question is, do you drink again between cups 1 and 2 if you did not have haseba? The Rama says you do. The Magen Avraham says you can't because, says the Magen Avraham, if you're going to want to drink again, you'll have to make a bari pri agafen, and then it will be nira kemosif al hakosos. So then it will appear like you're adding on extra kosos. So the Magen Avraham says, don't drink between 1 and 2. The Rama says, drink between 1 and 2. The Mishnah Berurah has a soft stringency chumra. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's a good idea to have in mind when you're drinking cup 1, that if you want to drink again between cups 1 and 2, you can. And therefore, you won't have to make a new Bari Pri HaGofen. And therefore, you can, if you drink cup 1 without Haseba, just drink the cup again. That's what the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Chof Aleph Paskins. You seem very perplexed. Mr. Mankiewicz, are you perplexed?
I don't think so.
Good, okay, I'm just trying to read your face. If you don't think you're perplexed, so then I can't give you any guidance. Ha ha ha. Okay, Vaita.
I guess I'm wondering, I'm more interested in the sugya of why we Ashkenazim make a bracha on any of the kosos after the first, or I guess on this,
Again, you're more interested in which sugya, I didn't hear?
Why Ashkenazim make a bracha on each kos?
So the reason why Ashkenazim make a bracha on each cup is the Bali, we'll talk about this in greater depth later on, but the Bali HaTaisis assumes since each cup is a separate mitzvah, so therefore you have to make a Bari Pri HaGafen on each cup. That every time, according to the Ashkenazim, the Bari Pri HaGafen that I'm making is not just a Birchas HaNehenin. Birchas HaNehenin, I could make a bracha in the morning and have in mind that that bracha will last for many hours, and every time I eat during the day, every time I drink during the day, it's the same. Birchas HaMitzvah, let's say I shake lulav, or I put on tefillin in the morning, and then now that I'm in quarantine, or I'm in social distancing, I decide I'm going to daven mincha with my tefillin on. No? By the way, that's not a bad idea, to put on your tefillin for mincha also. But do you have to make a bracha if you're putting your tefillin for mincha? Of course. Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to make a bracha every time you do the mitzvah. So for Ashkenazim, the four cups are four different mitzvahs, and the Bari Pri HaGafen is fundamentally a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore you have to make a bracha on each of the cups. It's like a lumdish question. Is the Bari Pri HaGafen a Birchas HaMitzvah or is it a Birchas HaNehenin? No?
So we do make a bracha if you put on tefillin by mincha?
Of course. Yes. I shouldn't say of course, but the answer is yes, we do. We make a bracha when you...
But we don't...
We don't what? I didn't hear you? I can you hear...
We don't make a bracha when...
We can hear you.
Yeah, we don't make a bracha when, Ben? I didn't hear?
I thought that if you go to the bathroom during davening, you don't make a new bracha.
So, a new Asha Yatzar. Or a new... A new bracha on the tefillin. So again, that's a technical issue. If I take off the tefillin for a very brief period of time, so it could be that you don't make a bracha later on. But between Shacharis and Mincha is a very long period of time. Like the Mishnah Berurah writes, if I take off my talis katan to go to the mikveh, since there's a long period of time between, you know, preparing for the mikveh, going to the mikveh, showering, schmoozing with all your friends in the mikveh, whatever it is, so therefore you do make a new bracha on the talis katan afterwards. At least it's a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah, and the psak is that you do make a bracha. Rav Schechter told me that he felt whenever the mitzvah has been off of you for half an hour, so then you have to make a new bracha. There's been more than a half hour between Shacharis and Mincha, unless you're telling me that you're dining Shacharis very, very late, in which case I don't want to hear it. Are you there? Okay. So let's go weiter. So again, so Ashkenazim make a bracha on all four kosos. Ashkenazim are not able, or no one's allowed to be mosif al hakosos, since we don't usually drink between cups 3 and 4. Well, you're not allowed to drink between cups 3 and 4. And if you drink, you have to make a new bracha, so it's going to appear like your mosef al hakosos. That's the halacha. Now, there is an interesting discussion here in the Bir Halacha about the following case. You know, we recommend, by the way, for the Seder, that you should not have a very big cup of wine. If you have a very big cup of wine, L'chatchila, you're supposed to drink the entire cup, and if you have a very big cup of wine, you're going to be drunk, you're going to be out of it. You try to have a minimal shear, which is around a 3-ounce cup of wine. I think, according to Ramesha, the small shear for Dalkos is 2.8 ounces. Try to have a small cup, like 3 ounces. That's the halacha. Now, let's say you're not so frum. And let's say you have a big cup of wine, because you're not frum. So, you start to drink. And you realize that you drank without Haseba. Can you finish the cup with Haseba to be Yotze? So the Mishnah Berurah says, he doesn't see why not. He doesn't see why not, that you can't drink again. However, he points out that it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut. Some Achrenim say that, let's say, for example, you have a big cup of wine, and you decide that you're done drinking. And then you're going to resume drinking. So you have to make a new Bari Priya Gafin on it, because you had in mind that you're done drinking. Okay, if I make a new Bari Priya Gafin, is it Nira Kamosif Al Hakosos now? It's the same cup of wine. Does it seem like I am being Mosif? I'm adding on extra Kosos because I'm making a new Bari Priya Gafin, the same cup of wine? Do I say no? It can't be Nira Kamosif Al Hakosos if it's the same cup. I have a large cup of wine. How could it be Nira Kamosif Al Hakosos? I'm not adding anything on. It's the same cup. Yeah, I have to make a new Bari Priya Gafin. But maybe it can't be Nira Kamosif. So that's a real discussion. The Bir Halacha over here quotes from the Derech HaChaim Siddur that if you have a big cup, you're allowed to continue drinking even though you'll have to make a new bracha, and it's not nira kemaisif al hakosos. But the Mishnah Berurah is not as certain. The Mishnah Berurah says, one second, since you have to make a new bracha, l'cha'ira, it will be nira kemosif, but he's not sure. He remains with the suffix. That's this bir halacha here, dir maso ein lo lachzor v'lishtos. Now let's just comment the famous Reb Velvel Soloveitchik, no? As we know, Reb Velvel, who was Reb Velvel Soloveitchik before Moshe Rabbeinu, after?
After.
After, good. Before Moshe Feinstein, after?
Before?
Before, kind of the same time also. Oh. They certainly overlapped. So it's like a trick question, haha. But Reb Velvel Soloveitchik was Reb Soloveitchik's uncle. Reb Velvel Nesefer points out that the Ramah is a little difficult. The Ramah writes that l'maisa, you should be mesiv l'chatchila throughout the meal. So if I eat my soup, I should do haseba also. If I'm eating my chicken, I should do haseba also. That's what the Ramah writes. Well, that would sound like you hold like the Rambam. You hold like the Rambam, that the Rambam says that there's an independent mitzvah haseba. It's not connected to the mitzvah of Dalet Koso is not connected to the mitzvah of matzah. It's an independent mitzvah. If you hold like the Rambam, that's not an independent mitzvah, so then there's no reason why you should have to drink again, ever. Because, so what if I didn't do Haseba when I drank the Dalet Koso, so when I ate the matzah? So what? Lameisa, I'm going to do Haseba now, and Haseba, according to the Rambam, is an independent mitzvah. It's unconnected to the mitzvah of Dalet Koso, so you can just do Haseba on its own. That's Reb Vovel's question on the Ramah. It's actually a good question. However, I think as an Ashkenazi, the Rambam was probably trying to be machmir for all the shitos. In other words, what the Rambam is really getting at is, yeah, be machmir for the Rambam and drink with Haseba, eat with Haseba throughout Shulchan Orech. Be machmir for the Rush, if you can, that the Rush says that Haseba is part of the mitzvah of Dalet Koso, is part of the mitzvah of Matzah, and therefore to be machmir for the Rush, so eat it again. But don't be so machmir that you have to make a new bracha. But that's basically what emerges from the psak of the Ramah. Okay, so that, I think, is what we wanted to cover in Se'if Dalet. Actually, there's one more point. The Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katan Chaf Gimel writes that we have a general halacha that Shas Hadchak is Kedi'eved Domi. The halacha is a bidiyeved if I drank without Haseba, according to the Aguda Am Yotze. Unless, like, the Kezayis, etc., that you can eat again without a bracha. But bidiyeved according to the Aguda Yotze. Since a Shas Hadchak is Kedi'eved Domi, that's the pshat in the Se'if Vav that we saw last time. That Se'if Vav said that that the Shamish, that the waiter at the meal, right, has to be mesa for one kezayis. The reason for that is, since it's difficult for him to be mesa the whole time, so one kezayis is enough. Shas Hadchak is Kedi'eved Domi. Let's just do Se'if Ches for a minute. Seif Ches says that you have to drink Sarach Lishtes Dalet Koso Al HaSeder Im Shasun Ze Achar Ze Shelo Keseder Lo Yotza. You have to drink Dalet Koso Al HaSeder. That means, if I just... what is it called? Like a drinking game? I don't know if you guys know what a drinking game is. You know what a drinking game is, Chevra? Like, if I say that every... I don't know. Every time that Bernie Sanders mentions coronavirus in his speech, you'll have X number of shots. Is that a correct drinking game? Something like that? So, let's say you have a drinking game. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, right? That's Dalet Koso Shalal HaSeder, you're not Yotze. You have to do Al HaSeder. Now, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, the Al HaSeder means that you have to say Haggadah between them. And that's the parish of the Rashbam on the Gemara. In the Bir Halacha, he notes that he's not convinced that this is the Pshat. He thinks maybe the Pshat is that Al HaSeder just means that you can't drink one right after the other, and maybe all you need is some interruption. Obviously, in the ideal world, the preferred way of drinking Dalet Koso is that you say Haggadah in between. But it could be that you yotze the mitzvah of Dalet Koso without saying anything in between. This is very important. Sometimes people try to leave the Seder right after benching. You can't just drink cup 3 and cup 4, no? You have to say Hallel, right? If you don't say Hallel between them, like cup 3 is on benching, then cup 4 is on Hallel, if you don't say Hallel, you just drink cup 3 and cup 4 right after it, that is going to be Shasa Dalet Koso Shelo HaSeder, and you're not going to be Yotze. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you would be Yotze if you have some interruption between cup 3 and 4. How long, he doesn't tell us. As long as you have some interruption, you're going to be Yotze. So even if you don't say the Hallel, it could be that you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Hallel, but you are Yotze some mitzvah of Dalet Koso. Excellent. Now, Ben, you said you have to leave today by 1:20?
Yeah.
So would it be okay, Chevra, if we have a shiur, let's say, at 12:45 until 1:15 or so? Would that work?
Okay, sure.
Okay? Okay, gentlemen, you should have a wonderful day, and we'll continue to be in touch at 12:45. Koto, bye-bye.
Hi,
Usher.
Hi.
Hi, Shalom Aleichem, it's Rabbi.